Right now we are standing looking out on the wetlands to the west of us and beyond that the Coast Range Mountains, which provide the water that comes down Cache Creek. I see a hawk soaring up above the wetlands. The breeze is blowing slightly, so the leaves on the trees rustle every once in a while. And once in a while you might hear a fish plop in the water out in front of us. My name is Linnell Pollock, and my husband and I have been farming in Yolo County for a number of years. His family has been here since the 1890s. We farm a variety of crops. We're a family operation, and our two sons farm with us. Our farming operation and where I live is actually very close to the nature preserve. We are about 4 miles downstream of this site. We live on the banks of Cache Creek. We farm that area, so I personally very connected to Cache Creek. I think there's many things that I really like about farming, but part of it is being connected to the land. We have the wonderful soil here in Yolo County, wonderful climate, abundant water to water our crops. So it's just very refreshing every year to begin again with a new crop, new seeds in the ground, and watch that crop grow and take it to harvest. Cache Creek Nature Preserve actually does have an agricultural history, a very long agricultural history, in fact, starting probably in the 1840s when William Gordon settled here and started raising livestock and growing some grain crops. So this land has been in agricultural production for well over 100 years. The first time I came to the Cache Creek Nature Preserve, the land was going to be dedicated to Yolo County, and I was a board member of the Cache Creek Conservancy, and the Conservancy was going to restore the land and manage it. And so as a board member, I came out here with some other board members to see what we were getting into. It was hot, it was dry, there were weeds everywhere. Needed a lot of work out here. I think many visitors that come here don't realize the history of this land, that at one time it was productive farmland. Prior to that, it was a natural area along Cache Creek hundreds of years ago, and then the fur trappers came and trapped various animals along the creek. But when the settlers arrived, that's when the agricultural period started on this land.